Over.
Lisa, yes, there are jerky fluffs floating and dust, but the air is circulated by fans and air conditioning units, and it goes through filters, and all the dust and other dirt is caught by the filters. Over. Ramona, fortunately, we don't get sick on orbit very much, and therefore don't get runny noses. But we do experience head congestion because of the shift of fluids from our lower legs up into our upper bodies and heads. Over. Anna, it doesn't appear that the lack of gravity has any influence. My crewmate Valeri is growing green beans in an experiment called Rustinia, and they seem to be doing very well. Over. Henrika, yes, they are different. When I'm on the Earth, I dream of being in space, and now that I'm living in space, I dream of being back home. Over. Alexander, yes, we can. Unfortunately, urban areas tend to be gray, sort of dirty smudges on the planet, and of course, the rural areas look quite beautiful. Over. Tim, the temperature ranges are pretty extreme, from about a plus 100 degrees Celsius down to probably 80, 90, or 100 degrees negative. Over. Stefan, some of the experiments I am performing involve growing protein crystals, investigating how colloids, a colloid is a liquid that has some solid dissolved into it, such as ink, how colloids will separate in the absence of gravity. Valeri is doing experiments related to plant growth, also Earth observation. We both do that, and we are ourselves the subject of experiments to see how our bodies change. Over. Nicholas, I have never been able to see the Great Wall from space. Some people do not believe it's possible, but you should come to space yourself and see. Over. Jacqueline, we do think that vehicles such as the space station, the space shuttle, have collided with very small particles. We're not particularly worried about it, mainly because the very, very small particles we cannot avoid anyway. Larger particles, we would maneuver the space station if necessary to avoid them. Over. Andreas, you've got me on that one. I just don't have an answer. Sabrina, I don't think it has, the distribution over your eye does not change. That is primarily controlled by surface tension. However, if you are actually crying, there's no gravity to pull the tears down on your cheeks, and so the tears tend to just collect and fill up right on your eye. Over. Marius, actually a candle will not burn in space because there's no convection to bring in fresh oxygen to sustain the flame. Over. Stefan, everything on board that we have is electrical, so the primary uses of electricity are heaters and our fans and pumps. Right now the space station can produce about 18 kilowatts of power. When it is complete, it will produce 110 kilowatts. Over. Jan, because there are only two of us on board, Valeri and I, we are trained to do all of the tasks. Especially the critical tasks. Although clearly he is the primary specialist for all tasks in the Russian segment, and I am the primary specialist on all tasks in the American segment. Over. Gianmarco, the ground does uplink television shows to us, and I can watch two or three of those a week. We have about 150 movies on DVD that we can also watch. I also brought probably about 1,000 songs up in MP3 format, and I play them over the network. Over. Daniel, there is no washing machine. We did bring clean clothes for several months. The resupply ship that arrived just before Christmas brought more clean clothes for us. We'll wear clothes for 2 or 3, maybe 4 days, and then just throw them away. Over. Julian, we may have, on some days, we may have only 30 minutes or an hour of free time. On the weekends, we may have half a day or a day. We have Sunday is supposed to be a day off, and it almost is. And when I time off, we look out the window, take pictures of the Earth. I like to get on the radio like this, talk to students, just talk to strangers on the ground. Over. Eddie, there are both. We don't really use the video recorders for entertainment. We use them to actually make photo documentation or video documentation. And for a DVD player, all our laptop computers can function as a DVD player, just like the ones on the Earth. Over.